Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name is Rhea Chapman. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and this is my dispatch. Back in 2016, Keith Lamont Scott was murdered by CMPD officer Brentley Vinson. And in the wake of similar murders of Mike Brown, Laquan McDonald, Tamir Rice, Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, and countless others, people were really angry and really tired. They took to the streets to express their outrage. We wanted so much to be heard and for our rage to be justified. And instead, we were accused of being violent, thieves, animals. And the police response was overarchingly violent. As a psychotherapist, the first thing that I thought about was all of the trauma that was being unearthed in that moment. So I started organizing. About 100 licensed clinicians, counselors, clergy, massage therapists, Reiki practitioners, and people who did like herbalism came together to help me support the community. We provide brief assessment and crisis stabilization services free of charge to folks, regardless of their ability to pay during times of social unrest. In 2016, types of people who were reaching out for help in dealing with trauma witnessed Justin Carr get shot and die. I just remember one person in particular saying, like, I was right beside Justin Carr when he was shot. And like that image replaying in their mind over and over. We also saw a lot of people who had existing mental health issues that were triggered by everything that was happening in the community, and they didn't really feel like they had a safe place to process their racial trauma. So we prioritized clinicians of color and people with various gender and sexual identities because we know that those are the types of people who are going to be accessing support from us. This year, the model is somewhat different than what we were doing back in 2016. I see the role of counseling and social work changing as cities start to defund their police department, because it really means finding ways to gradually reallocate funds and resources away from the police department and toward community-based models of safety and support and prevention, right? So it's like, what would it look like that instead of having more police at your child's school, having more social workers, having more counselors, having more special education teachers? You know, what would that look like?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.